Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.
We here at the Fumbling For Network take mental health very serious. If you or someone you know is having thoughts of suicide, please reach out to the National Suicide Prevention Hotline at 1-800-273-8255. If you don't like talking on the phone, you can text or start an online chat. Once again, the number is 1-800-273-8255.
Hey, it's your girl Octane. Taking a break from this chaos to thank our patrons. We have our Nomad patrons, Rick Haberlin, Remington Cloutier, Cass, Evie from HR, and Dead Dog 47. We have our NCPD officer, Clangster. We have our solo patron, Cabot, and our cyber psycho patron, the Seven Sins. Y'all are awesome. Thank you so much. Now strap yourself in, enjoy the ride, and enjoy the episode.
Welcome back to Cyberpunked. Your Cyberpunk Red Live Play podcast. Joining me are a group of people that I picked up off the street and said we're going to play a game and there's
free
food.
What are you doing with your, what is
Where's
that?
My food?
Continuing on, we're going to introduce people.
I didn't get any food.
What are you doing with your voice?
Whatever I want, make it work, Toasty.
What is this voice you've gone with? What are you doing?
Well, in all seriousness, let's introduce our players. Starting with Danny Boy.
Daniel, I play the hood ornament known as Sharp Shot.
I was hoping you would say that! Yes!
It's three sessions and counting. Let's see if we can make it a fourth.
To be fair, I didn't think combat would go off like that.
Shh, just let it happen.
God.
I'm Ariel. I play the Nomad driver, Octane, who has a new hood ornament.
I was about to say I play Toasty. No, I don't. In real life, I do. I'm Toasty, and I play Bono, who I think still technically counts as a hood ornament at this moment because I have to climb back in the car.
Yeah.
But I'm a conscious hood ornament.
And I'm Genesis playing Revelation, who really thought that when she reached for the door to get into the car, Octane was going to do the drive away really quick movement and not let me get in the car.
Oh, gosh. Well, this is your first time tuning in. You're missing out on a lot. Uh-oh, what a Toasty. Did you send another meme? God damn it. if this is your first time tuning in, you're number one, you're missing out on a lot, and you should go back and listen to everything else. Number two, Genesis is joining us as a lovely guest star from none other than the Cyberpunk Lurecast and Two Girls, One Chip.
Yes, those are my two shows. Absolutely having a blast on Cyberpunk Lurecast with Toasty, and then Two Girls, One Chip, where we talk video game romances.
So if you're into one of those or both of those things, the links will be in the bio. Make sure you go check them out, because definitely worth listening to these two banter on about cyberpunk stuff. And Two Girls, One Chip is a good, it's actually a really good show to listen to about the video game romances and things. I found myself sucked into, you guys did Dragon Age not too long ago, right?
We've done Dragon Age Origins and Dragon Age 2 so far, and those have been really interesting episodes. There's one that recently came out. Well, actually, I won't date this recording of this episode, but one of the ones I am most proud of to date is Jacob Taylor in Mass Effect 3. It is known as one of the worst romances out there, and I'm here to defend it. So it's quite an interesting take on it. So please go give it a listen.
Daniel's already shaking his head. Yes, yes, it is the worst.
I played all the Mass Effect, so I know what she refers to.
Oh, God. Well, without further ado, let's go over a recap. So last episode, you completely butchered the encounter. And by butchered, I mean sawed people almost nearly in half, exploded bodies, and coup de grace with a truck and a grenade. So to say I'm proud of you would be a lie. Very disappointed.
Too bad your opinion means nothing to me.
But nonetheless, after your expedient delivery of justice, you immediately began to hear sirens in the distance and decided it's time to get the fuck out of Dodge. At that point, you got who you came for, and you are currently hellbent on hitting the gas moving forward while Mono is hanging out on the front windshield. Sharpshot is currently hooked to the front of the vehicle as your new grill / hood ornament. Doc is in the back. Mono is manning the guns. And Rev is on the passenger side in the rear.
Wait, how am I on the windshield and manning the guns at the same time?
Sorry, yeah, you're not manning the guns. Sorry. No, that was a complete misstep of me. You have a hold of the gun. So, before we jump in, you're getting ready to floor it, Octane. Sirens are in the distance. I'll leave it to you.
I'm taking the fuck off.
Where are you headed?
To nudes.
I was hoping it wouldn't stick.
Yes, Soba.
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 All right, so you're headed to nudes. So, you got the fuzz hot on your tail here. They haven't seen you yet. You take off, squealing in the distance. And as you're rounding the corner to head down the alley into Nudes, the Nudes warehouse, you catch the Red and Blues heading to the old location. You pull swiftly into the garage, and the door shuts with a slam behind you. And your friend is standing there, bewildered. And just jaw agape goes, "What the fuck was that?"
"Hey, do you have some more bulletproof glass?"
"You want to tell me what the fuck is happening?"
"Wait, I'm sorry. Did you mess with your voice modulator again? What are you doing?"
"Maybe.
Stop it.
Maybe a little.
Stop messing with it. I really need you to not do that."
"I was trying to go for an Irish accent. And it didn't work. Anyway, we're not worried about that right now. NCPD?
Don't worry. They're cool. Hey, bulletproof glass. I need to fix Moen's shield.
Let's talk about the body that's on the front of the car.
Oh, that's sharp shot. It's fine.
Yeah, why is he a body now?
He's alive. No, he's alive. Just, he's conscious.
He's asleep. I'm like getting out of the car and I'm going towards the scrap metal because I've got to fix the...
Hey, on the plus side, we brought you a Ripper Doc.
Yeah, you wanted one. Here you go. He's cool.
I need 5.
To go get my
glass? I'm just gonna go. So he begins to walk off. Your Ripper Doc jumps out of the back seat, runs over to you, and just grabs your hand and starts shaking it. Man, you have no idea how big a help you were. Oh my god. Holy shit, man.
We kind of destroyed your shop, though. Like, you good with
that?
Fuck the shop, man.
Fuck the shop. I'm alive. I'm still breathing. I'm not pushing up the daisies.
I just got a question. What'd you do with the stuff? In the canisters?
Fuck. Well, I wasn't gonna be pushing up daisies, but when I tell you I left it, I'm trying to gauge your reaction, and I don't know how you're gonna feel.
I mean, I don't care. Did you shut the little secret hatch?
Everything's sealed.
No, well then it should be fine.
It's
right?
Just NCPD. Yeah. They're not gonna find it. It's fine.
Okay, we straight then. We straight.
We'll just go back after and just grab that shit.
Yeah, no big deal. I'm gonna look around all these spare car parts and stuff. Do I see glass?
No.
Fuck. All right. Well, I'm gonna start patching up Betsy.
Okay. Well, roll me a repair. Land vehicle.
28.
Yeah, you're good. You can patch it up, no problems. He's gonna go wander over and just slump into a chair. He's just taking a breather. I would now like Sharpshot to go ahead and replenish a good 10 HP.
What if it's all bad HP?
I don't give a shit.
Well, what about mediocre HP?
Yeah.
So, you're starting to come too.
Come to what?
Consciousness?
Conclusion?
You're currently hovering. That this is bullshit.
You're currently hovering about 5 feet off the air and feel cold steel behind your back.
It's probably hot steel because it's where the engine's at.
Yeah. That air would have been right on my chest area. I was badly burned.
It was badly burned.
Plus, he probably hears some hammering because I'm fixing Betsy.
That's probably what woke me up.
So you are currently suspended about 5 feet off the ground.
So I'm just going to try and determine how and why I am where I am.
Do I see him coming too?
He's kind of, you can see shaking his head.
Well, yeah, I could probably move because if it's just attached to my belt in
yeah,
some
you
way,
can move.
I could probably just slide along the hood. So can I move enough now? Well, I assume I can make my feet touch the ground.
Yeah, you can just
pull
like
myself up enough
yourself,
to
yeah.
unhook myself.
Yeah. So you unhook yourself and you kind of drop to the ground a little bit.
Brush myself off a little bit, missing the whole front half of my suit.
You do taste a lot of dirt in your mouth.
It's about fucking time you woke up.
I was going to say that.
And it wasn't a good nap at all.
I bet not. But you lived, so there's that.
I just remember being very badly burned. I'm gonna look down. I'm still badly burned.
Actually, pieces of your skin look like they've been replaced with some sort of metallic surface.
It's Dr. Dooming it over here.
As long as it's not the first Fantastic Four movies.
Trying to look like Doctor Doom.
It's a good one.
Yeah, you probably want one of those. You get all fucking nitpicky. And just like go into the trunk, pull out one of his spare suits and just toss it to him.
Yeah, we'll put on a suit. Oh yeah, because this one is still a remnant of red. Because this was the Santa suit.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot. A little disappointed. I'll put the remnants back on the case so I can get a replacement later. I have two suits that have been damaged.
We just killed like a dozen Arasaka dudes, just so you know.
And you didn't wake me up?
You should have woken up sooner if you wanted that.
I am thoroughly disappointed now.
Do you know how fucking heavy you are?
Is that a rip on my weight?
Yeah, yes. Like it. It was hard as fuck to get you moved.
You had to use a crane. A fucking crane, Sharp Shot.
I'm gonna try and forget that any of you said that.
So after I get done fixing Betsy up, I'm gonna take the windshield out. Because it's, you know, yeah. So I'm just taking the windshield out.
Okay. I have glass ordered.
Bulletproof.
Bulletproof. But I wanted to ask a question. I have two cars that have been delivered to me today in your name.
Huh?
Do you want me to scrap them and add them to Betsy? I could even just scrap one and add it to Betsy. Because I've got a team of mechanics on standby ready to build you a better Betsy.
Nobody's better than Betsy. You said I had two cars delivered in my name?
Two cars.
The fuck? Where's these cars? I want to see it.
Okay. So he pushes open these big bay doors. On the other side, you see the experimental Arasaka car you guys stole. Fully fixed.
Oh, hey, it's Evie.
And then you see your brother's car.
Mm. Who sent these? I'm asking the kid.
Blitz.
I'm going straight over to my brother's car. I'm just checking it over.
Yeah, it's got a few new upgrades too. Still runs like it did. There's not very much digital side to it. It's more analog, but it's got a few upgrades. Like it's got a harpoon mount. It's got an anti-electromagnetic field. It's got a few bits and bobs added.
You said Blitz had this delivered.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting my agent and I'm calling Blitz.
No answer.
Yeah, of course, motherfucker. He wouldn't answer. So I'm gonna send like a
dead bro.
Well, no.
He's dead, bro.
Huh. That motherfucker.
I'm gonna go relax somewhere. Like, I assume he's got chairs or something somewhere. I'm just gonna sit down and.
You gonna sit across with Ripper Doc?
Sure. I'll go find my gun and. Make sure my suit's clean and like clean my gun because I can't do strenuous activity.
Listen, man, I still got a little bit of work to do on you. Gonna need some new dermal plates. And of course, you're gonna have to take a nice bath for a couple of days.
What kind of bath?
Tank wash.
What am I, some type of semi truck?
Have you looked at yourself lately, man?
Don't have to.
Not a semi-truck, a trailer hitch.
I'm gonna put my shades back on.
And a hood ornament.
I could expedite it. But we're gonna need them parts.
What, do you need money?
After this shit show, I'm willing to do the upgrades for free, man. But we're going to need them. We're going to have to take the sewer, man.
I don't feel like doing a lot right now. I feel like being a little lazy. A little tired right now.
Just ask the kid.
He just kind of looks over, looks back at Mono.
I don't know how I feel about asking that kid on a death mission.
No, like ask him for the stuff.
Yeah, the problem with that stuff, man, is it's the shit that's in the basement.
Oh, yeah, no, we'll probably just take care of that. That's fine. But if you need the stuff for Sharp Shot, then just fucking get it from the kid.
So, I never got my answer before. Who are you?
And he's looking right at Rev.
First thing I'm going to do is walk over to the box and grab a shirt.
Another shirt.
I kind of just got roped into all of this. I was at the store looking for some new ice and then ran into a dear old friend of mine and helped rescue you. So I don't see why you're questioning.
Just roll me a persuasion.
It says, oh, fuck. Yeah, it is. I rolled a nat one.
Wow, no.
I was like, why does it say my score is zero? I have a plus nine in persuasion. Oh.
You rolled a one and a nine. The worst timing, the worst luck. Well, he looks you up and down and goes,
okay. Listen, kid. I've been around the block a time or two. You can stop the bullshit. Nobody comes to the slums for a crumb. Especially not my shop. Not with the reputation I got. So you better start talking.
You're right. I can't bullshit my way out of this one again. I had heard that she likes to hang out at your shop. I'm sorry, Mono. I came looking for you. I heard you were here in Night City. That's what I was doing there.
Well, you found me.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting the fourth degree over here, asking why I was in the shop. Well, that's the real reason, okay?
Who told you?
Just, I've been asking around, and I've been looking around, and it's been really important for me to find Mono. And that's... There have been reports of a very tall woman with chromed out legs that frequents your shop. There aren't that many of them.
It's true.
Roll me another persuasion.
Hopefully get higher than a fucking one this time. 14.
14. You beat him. But I'm giving you a plus two because you were very specific in your... description of Mono, and you do kind of stick out like a sore thumb, Mono.
Yeah, I know.
So he kind of looks you up and down again and he goes,
okay, but I would like to know who's been telling you about these three coming in and out of my shop. I hope you understand. I gotta protect my own assets.
I completely understand that. But I didn't ask around for all three. I didn't know about the other two. I only asked about Mono.
She's kind of a fixer, dude. Like, she just... This is what she does.
I get that, but you gotta understand. Look what we just walked out of, man. I gotta make sure my ass isn't on the line. I can't be doing business with you.
I'm sorry, what do you call that back there? Is that not your ass on the line? Because I wouldn't want to see what is.
Listen, man. You fucked me.
I definitely didn't.
The stuff was supposed to be delivered, and it wasn't delivered. I got fucked, man. I never would have even been involved in this shit. Had you just done your job. But shit goes south real quick. I know for a fact that you weren't going to walk away from that. Your friend here had a hit out on you. Of sorts. So I understand, you know, chums and all. I just gotta know from now on, you gotta be careful. Because I can't be seen. I can't be heard. So when you find me, you gotta be fucking quiet. Okay, chums?
We're Gucci, baby. My lips are sealed.
Okay, I'm gonna let you four do what you do. And I'm gonna figure out how the fuck to fix your ass. Your hood ornament. Just kind of gets up and walks away.
Octane, like, has not been paying attention to that at all. She was inside her brother's car, like, checking everything out. So, like, she didn't hear any of that.
I think he might actually be upset. Getting kind of a vibe from him.
What's he upset about?
I guess we fucked them over with us being us?
Don't understand how that would fuck someone over.
Look, I don't get it either, but that's, I mean, like, he's a ripper doc. He kind of picks his clientele. If he didn't want us around, he wouldn't have helped us. So, I don't know. It seems like it's kind of all on him. So, I'm just going to forget that conversation happened. So,
sounds like he's in a Three Tigers Deep situation.
What the fuck does that mean?
Three Tigers Deep?
What does that mean?
Sticking my head out.
There was three tigers. It was a situation. It's Three Tigers Deep. There were three of them.
When?
You had to be there.
Oh, well, I obviously wasn't there. When the fuck did you fight three tigers?
Yes.
Oh, when was that?
Are you saying that?
Yeah, because I had stuck my head out when you said three tigers deep, so.
Let's see. It was before I exploded, and I don't remember much before that.
Wow.
That's really fucking helpful, Sharpshot.
It was probably only like 3 to 14 days before that. We had to get some language ship for the kid here.
No, I remember that.
This one guy had it. We shot somebody in the back. There was three tigers. And I spilled my drink again.
Oh my god, Daniel. Are you okay?
Sharpshot's really getting into this.
I've got like cups with the lids.
Yeah, like kid cups.
Imagine a lid, bro.
Sippy cups.
You don't need these paper towels. I'm just using them for you.
Whatever, Sharpshot. Hey, Octane, can I just take a bottle?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
All right, cool.
I think I might too.
Mono's just going to
start drinking.
Mono's just going to start rooting in the trunk, pull out probably a bottle of rum that is back there.
I have like an assortment of different alcohols back there.
Rev?
Yeah, I'm down.
Hey kid, you got a lounge or something? Like, what kind of shit you got hidden away in this warehouse?
Well, under current orders from new management, I was instructed to make bunks for all of you. So if you will walk with me this way, and he goes through the double doors where your cars were parked, and opens a second set of double doors beyond the cars. You guys have a new headquarters set up here. It seems to be a lounge with several sets of computers. And there ends up, it looks like there's four separate doors.
and as he opens each one of the doors, each one of the rooms has been designed and designated specifically to what you left your rooms in the original headquarters.
So there's just a door that probably just says LimeWire, just kind of like,
Do you have any other, like, male workers?
Are you asking if I have any joy toys?
Meh. Yeah, essentially. You know how long it's been since I've been laid? It's been too long. Too long.
Anything longer than 72 hours is too long.
Yeah.
I'll see what I can do. For now, I'm under specific instructions from higher management to keep you comfortable and to get you fixed up. So,
you know how to fix me up?
I don't want to hear it. I have virgin ears.
It's not too strenuous for me.
I feel like if it was with Octane, it would be extremely strenuous.
No, according to the voice of this guy, it's not.
You know, kid, I don't care what the rest of them say about you. You do all right.
What does everybody else say about me?
Don't worry about it.
Now I'm gonna do nothing but worry about it.
No, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
I'm gonna go find these joy toys. In the meantime, stay comfortable.
That sounds like a threat.
I plan on it.
So, he leaves. You're left in your new hideout.
Is there like a shower area?
There is definitely a shower area.
Because I don't remember the last time I showered. So.
It's been a while.
Does Octane shower?
I feel like she would every once in a while. Yeah, I feel like enough. All the dried blood would start to irritate her skin.
Mm-hmm. Is there like a is it like a public shower area, or we have showers in our rooms?
You have showers in your rooms.
Okay.
You have, the setup you have here is way better than the setup you had at your last kind of headquarters.
We had more people to make fun of at our headquarters.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah, it was not just you. So you have your own, you know, chilling rooms. It's basically like your own separate little apartments. Got your living rooms, your bedrooms, and your showers.
It's going to take a while to scrub all this shit off of me.
I think I'm gonna take a bath like the one guy suggested.
Does Sharpshot bath fit in a bath?
Well, with the linear suit doesn't, or the linear frame doesn't make me too much bigger.
No, okay.
I just weigh more.
Gotcha.
So I am going to, if everybody's just gonna clean themselves and everything, I'm going to fast forward to the evening.
All right.
So it is nightfall. You've drank, you've had your merry times, you've showered, cleaned yourself, and had some fun with some joy toys.
I didn't have fun with joy toys. I just want to put that on the record.
I think it's just, one person here.
Well, whoever wanted the joy toys got the joy toys.
That was just Octane.
Yeah, it was just Octane.
All right, so you're all sitting, lounging in the kind of community area with all the computers lighting the room. What would you guys like to do?
I'm just going to clean my weapons. Something just menial.
Okay. You guys have free roam with the compound, too.
Taking it easy.
All in all, I'll just start exploring. Just being nosy.
Okay.
I think I'm just like chilling in the lounge area. Assumedly with Rev, but I don't know if Rev wants to do something else.
Yeah. We can hang out in the post afterglow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, in typical Mono fashion, she's fucking got her legs propped up on whatever there is to prop them up on. probably a fucking coffee table or some shit. And just very chill, just very relaxed. Is that like, are you really just looking for me?
Yeah. It had been years, and I was in Night City to begin with. I heard that there was a good-looking, very, very tall Hawaiian woman with cyber legs running around. I figured it might be you. After all this time, who knows what had happened? So, I came looking. It just took a while. I know you, but who are these people you're running with?
Well, it's, I mean, I was kind of working for, like, Starter Up Corporation. I'm not really sure what's going on with them now at this point. Things have kind of gone to shit, in the past. I don't even know, weeks, maybe. But, I mean, I just kind of got grouped up with these two. Sharpshot, Octane, I mean. There was another one. But as far as we know, she's fucking dead, so. We then fucking got executed by corpse and then, or was taken. I don't know. That seemed like a lot of blood, though, so I have to assume dead. But no, it's just, I don't know. Just
you don't know? You've been running with them for at least a couple of weeks now, if not longer, and you don't know anything about them? I mean, Octane's in love with Betsy. I can see that from the moment those two, since I saw them together. What else? What's her story?
She's a nomad. Kind of like me, but I mean, you know, my roots are a bit different. She's into the cars and all that. I don't know where she originally comes from, but I mean, she's got a brother. That's about all I know. A dumb brother, dumbass who gets into trouble all the time, pisses her off, but she seems to still look after him. So, you know, she's good people. And Sharpshot, all he cares about is money, but I mean, we're making him money.
He likes his guns too.
Yeah. But I mean, as long as we help him make that money, I mean, he's on our side. So.
I don't know. I just don't know if they can be trusted. I don't know them yet.
Oh, okay. I was like, I thought you meant for me, because I don't know. It's, you can only trust someone so far. You know that.
Yeah.
So.
And maybe it's just because they don't know me yet. Well, I've known Sharpshot for all of 30 seconds. His ass was asleep the whole time.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you tangle with exploding cyber psychos or whatever the fuck that guy was. So. But they're good
cyber
people.
Psychos.
They're good people. I trust them enough. I trust them to watch my back every single day. So, and that's really, what's more trustworthy than that?
If you trust him at your back, I can trust him at mine. Okay.
What are one of your plans? You found me. What next?
I didn't think of what's next. I thought of this moment of the reunion and the finding you, and then I had no idea where to go from there.
I mean, as far as I know, I still got a job. So I'm gonna keep doing this. And I mean, if you're cool with that, I don't know what you want to do. You know about all of this, so you're kind of involved in some way. But we carrying on our relationship here? Is that what's happening?
The R word. I don't know if relationship is what I'm looking for. Wow. But at least for the two of us to be running together for a while. Yeah, I'd like that.
I just need you to tell me what it is, because obviously there was a misunderstanding last time, because I did not see things from your perspective. And then that's how we ended up in this awkward situation. So,
well, my perspective was I'll be gone for a week or so, and now it's been 2 years. So as long as you don't pull another runner job on me like that, I think we should be fine. But I'm also not looking for monogamy. So, you know, we're good.
I would not ask for that. I just want to know. So, all right. Make sure that's clear.
So we're going to go ahead and fast forward now to sleepy time. It's midnight. Everyone's passed out, except for one person. Octane, what are you doing?
So when it's midnight, I'm going to go to Betsy, get out another bottle of alcohol, and then just quietly say, because like I know everybody's asleep. Look at me, I made it to 19. Huh. I outlived my whole family. And I'm gonna take a drink.
So you take a swig, you're sitting there just thinking about your life and how far you've come and this crowning achievement for you and your family. You silently drift off to your bed and you find yourself drifting to a oddly peaceful slumber tonight. Rev, is there anything you would like to do in this moment?
Respond to the messages I've been getting on my agent.
Okay. So are you going to enact now?
In the morning.
Okay. So everyone wakes up. They're refreshed, relaxed. Some of you have a little bit more of a hangover than others. But nonetheless, you all go about your own things for the morning. Gain some hit points. You do gain some hit points.
Oh, fuck. Do I?
Yes.
Still not doing great.
Doc is currently working on mono and sharp shot.
Oh, okay.
You guys are sitting at his newly equipped, very clean medic station in the hangar. Octane, you are currently working on your vehicle, still patching up some things. Your bulletproof glass has come in and you're starting to do some repairs while a maintenance crew kind of hovers behind you, not allowed to touch anything.
Sounds about right.
You've thrown a wrench at one or two of them whenever they tried to touch Betsy. Rev, what are you doing?
Reloading weapons, getting everything nice and prepped, trying to find some different clothes, maybe see if there's something that I can walk to close by. You know, morning girl stuff.
Okay. So Everything's gravy. Everybody's going about their daily things. Is there anything special you guys would like to do this morning?
After getting patched up, I would like to just repair my armor. Mono will offer to repair if Sharpshot or Octane have stuff that they need fixed up.
So, Mr. Ripper, I feel like you and I might have gotten off on the wrong foot. How about we go back to your shop and collect everything that we can so that way you can help rebuild and stock up here at your new location? Anything that we can grab from your old place to help you out here.
I think we can make that work. I know some backstreet ways to get back. We could sneak in through the side tunnel and get some shit out the basement. That'll work.
Okay. Anything in the main part of the store that you're looking for? I know that the walls might have been a little broken.
Nah. Your Chumia set me up pretty nice. All I really need is dim components.
Okay. Who's in for a little snatch and grab? I guess not even smash. It's already been smashed. You just gotta go collect.
Give me a couple minutes of patching this stuff up and I'll join.
Yeah, I'm good to go.
I mean, I can go, but I can't do much.
I feel like you should stay behind. Yeah, whatever. Fuck it.
Should be all clear. NCPD ain't gonna give a shit. We in the slums.
I wouldn't care if they did anyways. I'd probably kill them all, so it's cool.
Wow, you sound like a real psycho.
Yeah, have you met me?
When we get back, we definitely send you down for a psychiatric evaluation, man.
I feel like you don't want to do that.
Chum,
I
didn't spend half my life getting these degrees to not use them. So if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it for a chum.
Okay. But you might go insane in the process of trying to figure my brain out.
Chum, I've seen some shit. Let's just leave it at that.
I've dropped an NCPD officer down a stairwell.
That was so fucking cool.
I'm just gonna stare at him too, like he's not saying.
Chum, I've offed 6 max stack individuals. No surprise here.
I killed a building.
I don't even want to know how think you killed it, but are we going to get my shit?
I caught this guy falling from the fucking, what was his name? Jesse?
You started
It was Jesse. Yeah. Was that his name?
I think so.
So caught him falling right in my fucking car. It was the most badass thing ever.
Chum, we got time to talk later. Let's go get the shit.
You started this conversation.
I'm ending it. He just gets in the back of Betsy.
Shotgun.
I have a shotgun.
I thought you
liked
snipers.
It's a vehicle term.
All right, I'll get in, Betsy.
We all get in the car.
Yee.
All right, you take off. He directs you between some streets. It takes you a little bit longer than a direct path, but he takes you up and down some streets. And in the end, he ends up pulling up, having you pull up in an alley that's about a block away from the backside of the building. Walks up to these rickety old doors that look like they lead to a basement. Opens them up, ushers you down, and you guys begin walking down this set of tunnels. It's a straight path and it forks to the left. He has you guys continuing straight. Eventually, you get to an area where it looks like it's set up to be an underground Ripper dock area. He grabs the He grabs the components necessary. And as he's handing them off to you, Octane, and Sharpshot, you all hear a rapping on the ceiling.
And not the chamber door?
Rapping at the chamber door.
Quoth the raven, nevermore.
Look up, I guess.
On the ceiling? Like the trap door that we came down? Ceiling? What?
Or are you talking about like we hear it from overhead? So
you guys hear it from overhead. Like the door that looks like it's on the ceiling, there's like a little ladder that leads up to it.
Mm-hmm.
The little hiding area that he has been using to get in out of this, you hear a rapping at it, like somebody knocking on it. And it sounds like a deliberate knock.
I'm going to look at the Ripper Doc. Like,
I don't know.
So he grabs the stuff out of your guys' arms, bolts behind a cabinet. When the doors fling open, and Sharpshot, Octane, you guys are hit each for 20 points of damage.
Do I get to evade?
Do you have an 8 or higher in reflex?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but you'll take a -2 penalty to your evade. Because of surprise. Surprise, motherfucker!
25.
You do manage to evade yours, so you won't take any damage. You don't have a reflex of 8 or higher, do you?
I technically do, but the linear frame throws me off.
Ah, no. Well, then you'll take the 20.
I did.
Okay. Are you dead?
No.
Okay. So you get shot by a sniper round, and a sniper round is directed at you, Octane, and you narrowly dodge it.
Yeet.
So, Rev, Mono, you're the only ones that didn't get shot at.
It's not good. Koa, run. And I'm going to start booking it out the way that we came in.
I'm going to stay and fight with my team.
Do I hear that?
Do you hear Rev telling Mono to run?
Well, it wasn't Mono.
It was Koa, yeah.
Rev didn't say Mono.
Oh, yeah,
that's
you're
what
right.
I'm saying.
Yeah. So you hear Rev tell somebody to run.
Okay.
If you look at Mono, you'd see recognition for that name and confusion at it being used.
I would have looked like if I would have heard that, I would have turned and looked. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So as you guys are sitting there, four heavily armored individuals come charging down into the hole, followed by none other than Sawzwain with the sawed-off shotgun draped over his shoulder. The guns are cocked and pointed at you two from four individuals. Sawzwain kind of waltzes slightly from behind the two over you, Octane. And he says,
"Well, we've had just a jolly good time, haven't we? You've managed to completely eradicate one of my bodies. Not happy with that. And you've managed to spit in my face every fucking deal. So, my tolerance for you is 0. We're finished. Contract's null and void."
Holy fuck, you're obsessed, aren't you?
I'm obsessed when my money's fucked with. And right now, my proprietor, Miltech, is not happy that their equipment was not only stolen, but hasn't been distributed back to them. So,
Dude, if you would have just left us the fuck alone. What the fuck? Your obsession's a little creepy.
So he's going to shoot you with a shotgun.
He gonna try, motherfucker.
He gonna try. He really is gonna try. Mm-hmm.
All right.
12.
24.
So he fires and you dodge out of the way. Everybody go ahead and roll initiative. Rev, Mono, you haven't taken an action. You may take an action first.
But these... Because the way we came in is the way they came in, right?
No. The way they came in is overhead of you. The way you guys came in is down a hall. So you guys can still book it down the hall. So what are our initiatives?
19.
10.
19.
Who's got the higher reflex?
9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine's from my Kurenskov.
Ah. Cam.
I think.
Rev?
Yeah.
Did 11. You book it, book it? Okay.
No.
Okay. A Rev, and then you said a 10?
Yeah.
Okay, so... Rev, is that what you sent me your turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Mono, are you going to take any actions at this point? Other than looking in bewilderment?
There's how many guards plus Sozwane?
There's 4 guards and Sozwane.
And the guards are fucking like next level.
Mm-hmm. They all looked not only cybered out, but they look like they're wearing some heavy armor.
So talking's a free action. So I'm going to say, because I'm going to notice that the guns aren't on Mono.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say, because I noticed Mono didn't leave after Rev said that. So I'm just going to say, Mono, go on. It's okay. You can go. You know this isn't going to end well. Go on.
Is it... I guess I'm going to roll a human perception to, like, see if I... And it's going to do terribly. Of course. Fuck. But I just want to get a read on, like, if Octane's saying this out of concern... Like, you know, get out because you can, or if it's like, if Octane is thinking this is like a betrayal from Mono. Oh, okay. Interesting. The dice are telling a story today. So I have a +4 to my human perception because it's real bad, obviously. But that is a 10 plus a 10 for a 24.
Octane is showing genuine concern.
Well then, with this contemplation in Mono's head right now, I think we're going to end the episode right here. So thank you all for listening. Tune in 2 weeks.
Hey, Jambas, it's your referee, Octane. Thanks for jacking in with us. Heh, just kidding. I'm not the referee. We got a new one this season. Thought I'd fuck with him. It's a lot of fun. You can catch us on our Twitter, @cyberpunked1. You can catch us on our Discord. And you can catch us wherever you get your podcasts. New season means new release date. Catch us every other Wednesday. And with that, I'm out. Stay chill, y'all.